Hello. Lovely, extraordinary beings. Sit and sip a while. And welcome back to the Witch's Inn. I'm Karina, the innkeeper here at the inn. And if you are new here, thank you so very much for joining me. I'm glad that your beautiful soul landed on this page, and I hope that you stick around to hear some insights and, you know, inquiries into the cosmos and to spirit. And if you are a generational witch here, thank you so much for your continued support, your energy, your presence, as with anyone else that is new, is always welcomed and appreciated. So yesterday I went live for the first time within this like new series, new development in which I'm starting, in which I'm embarking on. And it completely looked different in my mind yesterday. After going live, I started to really sit with the feeling of like, how did that feel? How did that experience reside in my body? What really was coming forward? And when I sat with it, Spirit said, I'm not ready yet. I don't know. I don't actually know what this is. So I all of a sudden received a download to just like clean and clear things out. And this is a download that I've kind of been experiencing over, I don't know, about the last week, maybe since the beginning of December. And I've been doing it with social media. I've been doing it with my email accounts. I've been doing it with my bank account. So going in and changing passwords and going in and, you know, as emails are coming in, unsubscribing to things that I'm just like, this actually doesn't interest me anymore. Going into, again, my bank account and removing old contacts for e-transfers, right? Because when we want to welcome new, when we're ready to welcome new, we have to be willing to clear out the old. We have to be willing to let go of really what's no longer serving us and what's simply just taking up space to take up space. It might be sentimental value, it might not, it doesn't matter, but it just letting it go in order for room to welcome the new, to welcome these new manifestations. So over the last few days, I've been getting this download to like kind of go through my stuff and get rid of it, either throw it out or, you know, donate it, sell it, whatever that might look like, as well as giving a really good clean and kind of organizing a little bit more my room, just my overall experience in my home. Things were feeling really stale. So I decided yesterday, even though, and this is where I think the most sentimental aspect came up for me, was I decided to go through my Instagram and delete or archive all of my past posts except for three. And it was so liberating to go through and see and measure my growth over the last 2 years, 2 years and a month of the Witch's Inn, being like, wow, this is where we started. And this is where we are. This is where we've developed into. And so as I was sitting today for this chat, I really was, you know, talking with spirit, meditating, sitting with my thoughts. And I was like, what I did yesterday, the collective for Capricorn, it wasn't actually a collective for Capricorn. It was a collective reading for everyone. And so I started to sit with this stale feeling again, and I was like, so what does this want to be? And so it's conversations. It's a conversation with spirit and the moon on the new transitioning moon every few days. A few weeks ago, I sat with Healing Soul School, Christina from Healing Soul School, and she had said to me, I picture you, I see you in my mind's eye as a radio host. And I was like, okay, well, that's not going to happen. But then I started realizing, wait, this is exactly what I'm doing. I'm bringing what I want to the collective, and I get to decide what that looks like. And that's the beauty of Aquarius season. That's the beauty of the moon in Aquarius, is that we get to take our old stale ideas and we get to bring innovation into these ideas. Hello, Sarah. What are you sipping on today? I have coffee. Coffee is life lately for me. So as I sat with this, and this started to come through yesterday, and I just realized that, like, I'm already doing it. I'm already doing the thing. Now I just get to fine tune it. So when I was sitting with Spirit today, the things that came up for me were, first, mycelium or mushrooms, and how they have to go through a lot of shat in order to get where they want to be, right? In order to kind of bloom, but they thrive there. And, you know, they really get to be in this place of growth through shadow self. Sarah is sipping on a tea but craving a latte. Yeah, I feel that. Also, what kind of came through was that we get to change direction 1,000 times, 1,001 times, until we feel energetically aligned, until we feel like, yeah, this is it. This is exactly where I want to be. This is how I want to grow. And whenever this kind of feels off, I'm not taking huge leaps out of my comfort zone. I'm taking small little steps. And so last night when I was, you know, me and my friend Nicole, we're constantly like voice messaging each other, just like dropping little things that like, hey, this is what's coming forward for me today. How was your day? That kind of thing. I was just like, as I was kind of talking about my day, all of a sudden this like huge download just came through. And so the next thing that Spirit's telling me is like, take time to listen to what you're saying. Take time to listen to how you are presenting yourself to the world. Is it something that you actually are holding as truth for yourself? Or is it something that you're just saying because you've always said it, right? Are you giving yourself, is your inner wisdom speaking through you and you're saying it and you're speaking it, but then when it actually comes time to do the action, you're not doing it? And it might be because of fear, because for me, it was fear. It was definitely fear. If I erase, right? We all know Instagram and it's finicky, finicky, finicky algorithm where like if you delete or you post or you do this or you do that too much, it's gonna, you know, you're gonna get shadow banned, you're gonna whatever. And I had just gotten released from a shadow ban. So I was really like, okay, I really wanna clean this up. I really wanna put this into a new age. I want to birth a new way of being on social media. Sorry, but I don't want to get shadow banned again. I don't want my engagement to drop. I don't want this. I don't want that. And I went, you know what? I'm not enjoying this anymore right now. So if I do get shadow banned, I know what it takes to get out of that shadow ban because I had to do it before. And I'm currently in a state of rest. I'm currently in a state of growth and measuring and celebrating the integration that's happening for myself. So what is taking another 7 days off after I delete or archive all these posts and I'm shadow banned? Like what? Okay. I've already been there. I've already done that. I already, you know, I've deleted everything anyway. So if I need to restart, then I need to restart. So I did. And I'm going to tell you, it felt so good releasing that sentimental, energetic replay into the ethers. Out. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You served me so well, but now it's time to go. So the other kind of thing that's been coming up lately for me is skepticism and cynicism and Aquarius. This is why I'm bringing this to this chat under this Aquarius moon, right? Because Aquarius are so sensitive, even though they might not come out as sensitive, right? They seem very strong. They seem very mighty. They have amazing, amazing interpersonal skills when it comes to groups. They are innovators. They really help the earth and drive new ways of being forward. And when someone comes with skepticism, so it's an immediate introversion. Oh, I am alien, right? Aquarius, I'd like to say Aquarius are the aliens that walk this earth, because they are literally light years ahead of so many of us. I mean, my niece, she's an Aquarius, and I know that all littles, especially ones that are socialized females, tend to be wiser than their years. But the things that she says, the things that she does, the words that come out of her mouth, I'm like, wow, okay, yeah. You are definitely a being, an outer being from this world, come back, reincarnate, ready to make change, ready to be the change this world needs to see, ready to take the ideas of others and create this imaginary world into reality. And that's what Aquarius does. That's what the Aquarius moon does. That's what the sign of Aquarius does, right? When we're in that like January, February mix, this is really that time of like make it or break it for new ways of being. Am I taking the steps I need to take in order to make the change I want to see? Or am I going to fall back in old patterns because skepticism, because doubt, because, you know, all that stuff? So the thought keeps coming to me, either everything is a sign or nothing is a sign. Everything is given to you in divine timing or nothing is, right? So sitting with that, I'm over the last few days, I've really been like, I'm going to trust all the signs. I'm going to trust all my inner signs, and I'm going to validate those, and I'm going to say thank you for bringing that to me, and I'm going to validate it by saying I'm not ready to go there yet, but please come back. please visit me again. Or yes, I'm tired. I'm ready to move past sentimental feelings, and I'm ready to really step into the discomfort of creating new memories, of creating new ways of being, of being an innovation. And I on my personal page, I shared a video yesterday about Gary Vee, and it was just so validating for me because he was talking about the age of the internet and how when my generation, millennials, were young, we were told, you know, computers aren't going to be the way of the world. You can't play video games all day. You're not going to be able to make money doing, you know, doing what makes you feel and fills you up creatively. When now, fast forward 20 years later and look where we are. People are streaming on Twitch all the time. I'm streaming on Instagram, I mean, on Facebook and on YouTube and, you know, creating monetary value to my life while feeding my creative soul, while feeding what drives me, what makes me happy, allows me to follow my bliss. And I'm outside of that system, of that corporate world. And we'll have skepticism within this realm as well, right? Because social media will, you know, make you unconscious, TV, movies will turn you out, will tune you out, but it's all a tool. And how do you use that tool that really matters, right? Sometimes when I was going through my deepest, darkest times, when I was needing to just numb out and be in grief, my biggest supporter was TV. It was always there. It was always just, I was able to tune out and tune in to what was there and the insights that all of a sudden would start flooding to me. And the things that I was watching were very relevant to the life that I was currently living. And it didn't make me feel so alone. It didn't make me feel like I needed to be something I wasn't. It was like this, we're here, we're holding you. And so we can see social media, we can see media in general as, you know, this way, this form of unconscious living, or we can see it as a medium, as a tool in order to enhance the matrix, in order to enhance the experience that we're already having, in order to enhance our creativity, to move towards our bliss, to move towards where we want to go, what we want to do, and use it to our advantage. So all of a sudden, you know, what's coming forward for me is, you know, this way of being when we were children. It's so interesting. And if you're a millennial, I think you might be able to relate where you might have heard a story constantly in your home, like everything I do, I'm doing it for you. I want this advancement. I don't want you to have to work. My dad and my mom, more my dad, used to say, I don't want you to work as hard as I had to work in order to get where I am now. I want you to start where I am now and advance up. And I want that to be as easy as possible for you. So, and then as you got older, what you might have heard was that skepticism coming in. No, it can't be that easy. It needs hard work. But you told me to believe. You told me to be in this state of being. And so we're being fed two different things by the people who love us, right, and care for us and mold us, and we share our experience most with. So we have to learn how to tune that out, realizing that privilege doesn't need to come with hard work, right? Being in a better state of being doesn't actually need to be hard work. It takes commitment, and learning how to commit to yourself isn't necessarily hard work, but it's uncomfortable because we're having to switch our perspective. We're having to look from like an external point of view, more to an internal point of view, knowing that we are going to be feeding our community. We're going to be feeding the people around us. The more that we kind of go into ourselves and feed ourselves. And yesterday I was talking about this with the Capricorn moon. But like I said to someone the other day, I want everyone to be snowflakes. Why? Because humans have a natural drive to achieve. And when we allow people to live in their snowflakey life, they get to achieve and their drive kicks in a way that is creative, in a way that makes them feel good, in a way that literally raises the vibration of their community, their selves first, their community, and then collectively the world. But when we put limitations on the way that growth should look, feel, act, be for people, then that's when we start to lower the vibration. There were so many times that I would be working with a coach and I would be working on my emotional state of being, and they would always bring in my body. I think if you moved more, I think that if you tuned out of this more, I think that if you did whatever, and immediately I would withdraw. And immediately I would not want to be in that sphere anymore, because they seen a version of me that I simply wasn't A, ready to see, and B, maybe didn't want to see, because I was already happy, content with the body that I was living in But it was my emotional state of being, it was my emotional well-being that needed that comfort, that needed that room in order to grow and expand and clear out and create innovation in my life. And so I just, as we're kind of going through this Aquarius moon, I want you to think about the mushroom, and I want you to think about, you know, the dirt, the manure that you've gone through in your life and how it's forced you, because a lot of times it is force, unfortunately, to maybe see new ways of being, be innovative in the way that you are experiencing life. And recognizing, is this something that I want to continue doing? Am I still feeling in bliss? Am I still feeling like I'm being held and I'm being nurtured? Or is it time to move on? Is it time to clear out? Is it time to find innovative ways to create what I want to create in this life, knowing that there are going to be restrictions? And that these restrictions don't have to be something that stop me, but they can be opportunities for me to grow into more. You know, I have the privilege of being at home, setting my schedule, doing what I need to do in order to follow my bliss. I 100% recognize that it's going to be easier at times for me to find where that bliss is, because I have more time. I've allotted, I've given myself more time to do that. I've made myself a priority. But if you're at the beginning of your journey and all the things in your life are not things that you necessarily want in your life, then it's going to be one small step at a time, moving towards what you truly want, how you truly want to be, that big picture in your mind. And there's nothing wrong with, as Abraham Hicks says, being ready to be ready to be ready to be ready to be ready. Because that's really what manifestation is. It's not setting a goal and being like, okay, in 1 year, I'm here. So I'm just going to set that intention. I'm going to let it down, and I'm going to just move on. No, you have to take aligned action in order to create that manifestation. You have to be willing to get uncomfortable with committing to yourself, becoming the witch, becoming the villain, becoming whatever that might look like, becoming the light in your life in order to see that goal. The reason why manifestation doesn't work so often is because we think that we give it to the universe and the universe just delivers. And 100%, when we're there, when we're in that receiving mode, when we've done the work, and it's not hard work, it's small work, because we're doing one step at a time. When we do the work, all of a sudden it's just easier for us to go, oh, there it is. Thanks. Oh, there it is. Thanks. But we have to get aligned through our action in order to do that. So is everything a sign, right? When you're talking to a coworker and you're like, I really do not like talking to this coworker. I don't want to talk to this coworker anymore. Okay, that's a sign. I don't want to talk to this coworker anymore. And so I'm going to, when this coworker comes up to me, I'm going to talk business, I'm going to set a boundary, and then I'm going to move on. When I need to go to a family function and I'm like, I do not want to go to a family function, but this. Okay, am I going to get uncomfortable with knowing that people might talk about me? Am I going to get uncomfortable with knowing that even when I'm there, people are going to talk about how if I didn't come, you know, all this stuff, right? Am I going to be comfortable enough with the commitment to myself in order to align myself to what I want and where I want to go? 2 weeks ago, I had no idea. This looked completely different to me. Yesterday, this idea looked completely different to me. And the story that I was telling myself was, who am I? Who am I to just sit and go live and, you know, yes, have a conversation with the cards, talk collectively about what was happening. But I felt like I needed to be in this very confined, structured way. And that's not how I live. That's not how I want to live. I'm, you know, a Scorpio, I'm a Taurus, and I'm a Gemini. And so I like expansion. I like growth. I like movement. And I get stuck and I feel stale. I know that about myself when I have too much structure in my life. I need free flowing energy. And the more that you commit to yourself, the more that you see and you know yourself, and that innovation, those manifestations are a lot easier to go after and achieve. But it takes one step at a time. And even in saying that, with my business, I find that I am more aligned in my business than I am with other things in my life. There are definitely areas in my life where I am stumbling and I'm having to show myself compassion and I'm having to say, that's okay. Today we did our best. Today we will try and do better. But if tomorrow our best is even worse or, you know, less than today, that's okay too, because it's all part of the process of this unfolding, of creating the aligned action. How many times have you been in a situation where you almost self-sabotaged yourself out of a situation, right? How many times have you said to yourself, I don't want to work here anymore. I don't want to talk to this person anymore. All of a sudden, this huge thing happens at work. You get fired, you get laid off, or you get in a fight or an argument with this person. And then you're like, good, the universe just took care of that for myself. No, you did. You willed that into existence. You created the circumstances in which to have this manifest in your life. Instead of listening and tuning in to your body and going, I don't want to be here anymore. And until I find a new job or until I find a way to actively, you know, kind of remove this person or this situation or this thing from my life, I'm going to be taking action to make sure that I'm guarding and protecting myself as I move towards this. So let me know how that's resonating. Hey, Critty, so happy to see you here. And over the next few days, as the moon is in Aquarius, really be thinking about that. What are ways that I can innovate my experience in order to create or be in aligned action for what I'm trying to manifest? I think it was last Thursday when I was doing the collective pick a card and mini readings. I talked about how I wanted in 2021, I wanted to get healthier. And I knew that I wanted a healthier wallet and I wanted just a healthier state of being. And so I knew that one way to do that was to remove or stop accessing takeout food from restaurants, fast food, whatever, as much as my husband and I were. And so we made a commitment starting in December that we were going to start eating at home. It didn't matter the type of food that we were eating at home. As long as the meal was made at home, we were already doing better than we were a week, a month, a year, 2 years previous to that. Now that we have that under our belt, we've started to see that we have more time to move away from processed foods, because this is something that was my next goal, move away from processed foods, going into more fruits, vegetables, meats that we had to prepare and cook at home. We found ways that, you know, putting in a pizza was 30 minutes. Well, I can cook a full meal with chicken, broccoli, rice, whatever, in that same amount of time. So finding new ways of being and not taking huge steps, not eliminating, you know, okay, we're going to stop eating food. We're going to stop eating out. We're going to stop eating processed food. We're also going to work out 3 times to 4 times a week. And we're going to do this. Of course we don't win. Of course we don't actually have the motivation after a week, after 2 weeks to do it, because we're literally creating like a huge jolt to our system. And it's something that's in our control, right? I'm sure we've all experienced trauma in some way where we don't have control of the situation. We have control of the way that we react or respond, and that's a different story, but we don't actually have control of the situation. When we are trying to make change in our lives, when we're trying to manifest our best life, we have to take small baby steps. Think of the Aquarian. What are they going to do? How are they going to bring water, bear water into a situation in order to allow the insights, the clarity to flow through our body and really create the change, create the small little rivers. And they start off as creeks, little baby tiny creeks, and they gradually grow into a river, and then they grow into this huge ocean. And then you're looking back a year from now, 2 years from now, and you're going, wow, I loved me then, but I really love the commitment that we made to ourselves in order to get where we are now. Sarah, I'm so glad that you are enjoying this. So go through it. Go through that uncomfortableness. Commit to yourself. Know that every single thing that you encounter, including this talk, is a sign. Taking what resonates and leaving the rest. Because if you can't overload your system too much, you can't create too much change. Or you'll go into a regressive state. You might actually become worse than you were before. Okay. Spirit is saying, okay, I think they get it. So let's see what else is coming up. I'm going to turn to the cards here. So we have the Aquarius moon until Thursday. So over the next few days, taking the time to simply be. See what comes forward. Observe. What are my patterns? What am I afraid to let go of that might actually need to be released? December is the month to do it. To kind of pave that way for January, for that start. We have the Tower. Embracing these Tower moments, not as catastrophes, but as opportunities to see where your alignment would better be served, where your energy is really calling you and asking you to be. And are you ready to step into that? Are you ready to let go and surrender in order to see the foundation, right? Because the Tower is also all about foundation, to see the foundation in which you stand upon. And using discernment to be like, do I like this foundation or not? And what is the very first thing I need in order to create the foundation that I need, that I literally need, not I want, that I need? What do I need right now? And then we have the Empress. I kind of love this because, like, although the Tower isn't the death card, it kind of is. It's like it talks about an ending in order to welcome new beginnings. So I love that we kind of have death and rebirth. We have destruction in order for creation to be made. And like Spirit just like the Big Bang, worlds had to collide. Atoms had to collide in order to create the cosmos that we see today. when we think about our creative process, neurons that are firing in our brain have to collide with one another. Something has to meet something else in order to create. And sometimes that can be quite destructive. Sometimes, you know, it can be painful. Sometimes it can be joyous. But something has to release. Even the birthing process, we experience an immense amount of change. If you are a womb holder and if you've ever given birth or if you've ever studied birth, you know that like your body has to go through a tower moment so that this young little baby can be birthed from you. And so start thinking about your new life, or, you know, this added version of your life, this more stepping into alignment, because I don't want you to think that your life now, there's anything wrong with it. But, you know, when you daydream, think about that as this baby that you are creating into life. And what is the birthing process that needs to happen in order for you to get there? Right? Birth isn't like the movies where it's like, oh, my water broke and boom, there's the baby. No, there are stages to birth. You know, there are transition times through birth. There are literally 10 centimeters that the cervix needs to go through in order to be able and have room for this baby to travel down the canal and come out. The hips need to widen. They need to expand. And this doesn't just happen in the 12, 24, 36, 48 hours of birth or longer. Some people birth longer. This happens this entire gestation period of this child. This happens over those 10 moons that this child is sitting and growing and being nurtured by the mother, right? By the uterus. The uterus is this amazing fortress that houses this child so that the mother doesn't get all of her life sucked out of her as she grows this little child, as she grows this baby. So thinking about that, right? And seeing if you can translate that into your own life and what you're creating in your own life. Thinking about what you're consuming and if you're using it as a tool for creation, for a new way of being, or are you allowing it to kind of continue you on this tower movement? They're asking for another card, so let's go into it. So December is, as much as I would love to say that December is going to be smooth sailing into January, it's absolutely not. I mean, it can be smooth in the way that we react or respond to situations, but these tower moments are going to be huge. There's going to be like lightning bolts that come out. So keeping a pen and a piece of paper, keeping the notebook section on your phone kind of accessible to you so that you can speak these words of wisdom that are coming up through your being, through your entity, through, you know, channeled through spirit or channeled through your inner root chakra, your inner knowing, your inner being, your inner witch, and coming back to them and revisiting. Does this feel aligned, right? Was this a message that I received, or was this a message that I'm trying to will into an existence? Because there is a difference. One, you're going to meet more resistance. The other, it's going to just unfold as it needs to unfold. And as you meet the roadblocks, you're going to go, okay, that's an interesting roadblock. What do I need to do? Do I need to rest? Do I need to work at this? Or is there a way around it, right? That song, can't go over it, can't go under it, gotta go through it, right? Going on a bear hunt. Where is life asking you to be on a bear hunt? Okay. Wow. Interesting. So we have Gemini, cross-pollination. I'm really seeing this as a connection with head, heart, soul, this cross-pollination between your own inner knowing, your own inner being, right? When you think a thought, does it light you up inside? Or when you think a thought, does your body recoil? And then learning the difference between the two. Learning the difference between, is this recoil something that's like a hard no, this is a boundary that needs to be set? Or is this this recoil resistance because it's something you've never done before that you need to now step into? And that skepticism that is constantly being played out throughout life, throughout our lives, is kind of stepping in and being like, yeah, no, remember when that happened and then we weren't able to achieve it? And it's like, yeah, I do remember that. But I was looking at it from a point of view where I was trying to will it into existence. And I know that this is now me manifesting it and receiving it and stepping into it. And Leo, shine. This, I think, is the biggest hang up. And this is where I think the Aquarius moon really wants us to kind of see, is that we have to be willing to embrace our inner lion. We have to be willing to stand out. We have to be willing to claim our knowing and be unshakable in the eyes of other people. So when someone says, you know, who do you think you are? I know exactly who I am. And if you don't want to celebrate with me, because I want to celebrate you, I want to celebrate everywhere you're going. I want to celebrate what you're creating. I want to celebrate, you know, the things that you're letting go of. I want to celebrate your growth. And if you don't want to celebrate my growth, then I don't need you here. I'm going to send you with love, but I'm no longer going to dim my light. I'm no longer going to try to fit into boxes that don't want to hold me. And I'm going to move on. And if that means I need to let you go, that's okay. This is part of the releasing process. It doesn't mean I'm letting you go because you're not, you know, you're not worthy of the things that I'm worthy of. It doesn't mean that I'm letting you go because you're a bad person or this, that, or the other. But it does mean that I'm no longer going to lower myself. I'm not going to lower my vibration in order to hear and think and feel what I feel when I'm in your presence. And I think, so empathy has really been on the forefront for me. And this next round of Awaken the Witch Within, which is going to be a personal one-on-one experience that you follow me through, or that we guide each other through. I shouldn't say you follow me through, because really it's you guiding the experience, is going to be really geared towards empaths and the boundaries that they need to set in order to see this Leo spirit, in order for this cross-pollination that's happening, not to, you know, overwater, over-pollinate, and so it dies out. The story comes to mind when I was really, at the beginning of the year, really starting this journey. And a lot of people, all well-meaning people, would say to me, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. You're doing a lot. And I feel like you're going to burn out. And you know what? I didn't feel like I was going to burn out until someone brought that into my sphere. And it took a lot of me to go, no, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good doing this. And I'm actually really in tune with my cycles. And I'm really in tune with my burnout cycle. And so I know when it's time to rest. I know when it's time to regenerate. And yes, these people are well-meaning and they're trying to look out for my well-being. But what they're actually saying is, I couldn't do that. So you shouldn't be able to do that. Consciously or subconsciously, it doesn't matter. And so I had to physically start removing myself from these people. I had to physically see when they would say things like, your growth is intimidating to me. Okay, I see that. I don't want you to be intimidated by my growth, but that's not also for me to hold. So I'm not going to come to you with my growth anymore because I can't hold the energy of you not seeing and celebrating my growth. Now, not everyone needs to do that, right? Not everyone needs to hold my growth. Not everyone needs to, you know, that's on me. That's not on them. But it's on me to say, when I hear this, when I see this, when I experience this, this is how it shows up in my body. And so I need to set boundaries in order to step away from that, in order to be more in alignment. And so you might find that some of this releasing isn't actually releasing completely people from your sphere. What it might be doing is be setting a boundary and only showing up when it feels authentic within that boundary. And there will be a lot of people in your life as you grow and step into this Leo that will continue to say, who do you think you are? I know who I am. You don't need to see me. I see me. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm manifesting. So under this Aquarius moon, really be thinking about that. What kind of language are you welcoming? What kind of language are you entertaining in your sphere? What kind of, you know, what kind of people are attending your events and going, I didn't know how you would pull it off, but you pulled it off. Wow. They're bringing skepticism. I've told quite a few people in my life, I don't like when you talk to me about that. I'm not there. I'm not, that's not part of my healing journey right now. So I'd appreciate it if we don't talk about this. And a lot of people have said, well, I want to talk about it. Okay, cool. Talk about it with someone else. I don't want to. You're allowed to label me. You're allowed to see me in whatever light you want, but I'm always going to see myself in the light that I know I am because I know me and I know my heart. And Aquarians are this way. Aquarians are the empaths of the zodiac. They are the humanitarians of the zodiac. And we all have this in our charts, right? We all have an aspect of Aquarius within our charts. And when we can really tune in to that Aquarian energy, we can create drive, we can create action, we can create sustainable action in our lives. So the last card that I'm going to lead on is Inner Temple, Devotion. Tune into the portal of your heart. I didn't read that before I said that. So you have an inner temple. Wherever you are on your journey within your inner temple, honor that. Have you been trying to, you know, create sustainable change when it comes to being healthier? Have you been trying to create boundaries when it comes to your family members? Have you been trying to manifest a business or a new way of being? Do you have a product or a service that you're trying to, you know, get out and release into the world? Grow through what you're going through and honor that inner temple. Honor where your heart needs you to be right now in order for you to create the steps and be in a place of bliss always. So that when you get that manifestation, you can actually enjoy it. Where if you're not in alignment with what that manifestation, if you're not already feeling that joy of the unfolding that's happening as you move towards that manifestation, then tweak it just a little bit. Find your compassion and be like, something's not working. And, you know, maybe you don't know what it is and it needs to just sit and rest. Honor that commitment to self in order to allow it to sit and rest and be. All right, my beautiful, beautiful lovelies, I'm Karina. This is The Witch's Inn. Thank you so, so very much for joining me here today. I will be live again, I believe, Thursday for the Pisces moon. And then again, Thursday afternoon, so 11 a.m. for the Pisces moon, I believe, or Friday. And then, but definitely Thursday at 2 p.m. for our week ahead forecast, what's kind of what the moon is bringing us for the week ahead, mini readings and pick a card readings. So thank you all so much for joining me. And if this resonated with you, please like and subscribe and share it out. And I will see you later. Enjoy your day. Bye.